Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Hey and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. In Parak Beis Mishnah Hey, we're going to be discussing a machlokas regarding the halachic concept of a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Regarding a malacha that is done not for its intended purpose, but is done for a separate reason. Generally speaking, a malacha, one of the lamites malachas, the 39 types of work that a person is not allowed to do on Shabbos, have to be done in a creative, intentional type of a way, where you're actually looking to accomplish something in a meaningful type of a way. Now, there is a machlokas regarding a situation where a person performs a malacha, but it's not because he actually wants the malacha to take place, but it's for another secondary type of purpose, as we will see in our Mishnah. This is a general machlokas throughout Maseches Shabbos regarding whether or not a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, a malacha that you do for a different purpose, is also prohibited on a de'araisa Torah level or not. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it is usher on a mid-de'araisa level, whereas Rabbi Shimon generally holds that it is not, but both agree that it's usher mid-de'rabban, that it's usher on a rabbinic level. Let's see our Mishnah as we discuss this concept. Says the Mishnah, if a person extinguishes a candle, because he's scared that he's going to be attacked from non-Jews who are coming to attack him, who don't allow you to light candles on Shabbos Yom Tov, or he extinguishes them, because he's scared that robbers are going to come and attack him if they see him, or he needs to extinguish the candles because he wants to save the life of someone who's suffering some sort of a mental problem, a patient is suffering from like this severe, life-threatening mental condition that causes him extreme pain unless he sits in the dark, as the Bartanura explains, v'im b'shvil achola she'yishan, or someone so dangerously sick that he may fall asleep and so on and so forth, and all of these situations, putter. He's not obligated for extinguishing the flame. Usually, when the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos says putter, it means putter of al aser, that you're exempt on a Torah level, but on a midrabban rabbinic level, it's still a problem. But in this case, that's not the case. All of these cases are situations of pikuach nefesh, where a person's life is in danger, and certainly, as the Gemara describes in Maseches Yoma, you're obligated to do averos if you are saving your life or the life of somebody else. So in this case, obviously, you're supposed to turn off, extinguish the flame if you're in any of these situations because you need to save your life or the life of somebody else. So that no one disagrees with that. Everyone agrees you're allowed to extinguish the flame in these cases. However, here we're going to deal with a few additional cases, and this is where the question of Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa actually comes to play a role. It says the Mishnah, Kechos al haner, Kechos al hashemen, that if a person is extinguishing the flame in order to save the candle from cracking due to the heat, right, or to save the oil, or Kechos al hapsila, or he wants to do so in order to save the wick, then Chayiv. Then he is obligated, he did perform the prohibition on a Torah level. According to this opinion, the Torah does prohibit a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa on a Torah level, and therefore, you did this, you didn't do it for the malacha, you didn't really want the fire to be extinguished because you wanted the extinguishing to happen, but you did it because you didn't want to lose the oil, you didn't want to lose the candle, you didn't want to lose the flame and so on, and that's why you did it. But still, so this seems to be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, namely, that you did perform an Isser on a Torah level by extinguishing the flame in this situation. However, Rabbi Yossi, Poter Bechulan, Rabbi Yossi says no, that you're exempt on a Torah level, even in all of these situations, because again, according to Rabbi Yossi, a Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa is not a problem on a Torah level. It's only Aser Midrabanan. Chutz Min HaPsilim Ibnei Shehu'osa Pecham. Except, says Rabbi Yossi, that if it's a situation where he's extinguishing the wick because he wants to make charcoal and create this positive thing, a person is lighting a wick and then extinguishing it in order to turn the tip of the wick into charcoal, so this makes the wick easier to light in the future, and if this was his intention, then he's certainly obligated on a Torah level because his intention was for the extinguishing to take place for a purpose. There was a real reason for it happening, and therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, in that situation, he would be obligated. But generally speaking, if you're doing it just to save some oil or to save the wick and so on, then Rabbi Yehuda says that you are obligated because he holds melacha sheina tzricha legufa is a Torah prohibition. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no, that you're doing so for a secondary other additional type of purpose, and therefore you're only obligated, you're only liable, you're only responsible on a rabbinic level, on a midrabbanan level, but not on a Torah level, not on a Daraisa level. Continuing now with an interesting Mishnah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Al Shalosh Averos Nashim Mesos Bishas Ledos. And there are three Averos that women that may cause a woman to die during childbirth. As the Bartonor explains, when a woman's giving birth, a woman, she's in tremendous danger, and she needs rachamim, she needs divine mercy from Hashem in order to survive. Therefore, at that time, the Beis Din Shalmala, the heavenly court up in Shamayim, they examine her deeds, and they decide whether she is deserving of such rachamim, whether she is deserving of such mercy or not, and if she is found unworthy, then the special protection that she needs might be withheld from Hashem. So what are these averos that might cause a woman to die during childbirth? Al shehenon zehiros benida uvechala uvahadlaka saner. If a woman's not careful when it comes to observing the laws of nida, that when she's tame, she's not allowed to have a relationship with her husband. Chala, which is the obligation that when a woman makes dough, she has to give part of it to a kohen, like we learned previously. And the third one is one who is taking care of hadlaka saneros. If she's not taking, that's really, this is the connection to our parak, that if a woman's not careful when it comes to lighting candles on Friday before Shabbos, then there too she may unfortunately die during childbirth. Quick review. Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey began discussing, number one, a bunch of cases where a person has to extinguish a candle on Shabbos for various life-threatening situations, because he might be killed, or bandits may come, or someone's sick, and so on and so forth. Someone may fall asleep, and so on. In these situations, everyone agrees that you're certainly not only allowed, but obligated to extinguish the flame on Shabbos to save the person's life. But then the question is, what if the reason why you're extinguishing the flame isn't to save someone's life, but it's to save some of the oil, or to save the candle from cracking, or to save the wick, and so on. So in that situation, according to the first opinion, which we'll say is Rabbi Yehuda, even though it doesn't say that, but it seems to be that it's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, at least, that it's an issue and a prohibition on a Torah level, on a Daraisa level, and therefore it's a melacha sheina tzricha legufa. Your intention is something different, but you're still doing the melacha, and therefore you're obligated on a Torah level. Rabbi Yossi says no, that you're exempt, that you're not obligated on a Torah level, because your intention is separate, your intention is not related to the extinguishing itself, but it's to save the oil, the wick, and so on, and therefore you're only obligated on a midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, and not on a Torah level. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Vav, simply did that there are three averos, that if a woman does them, then it's likely, or there's a chance, a higher chance, higher likelihood, that she might die during childbirth, and those averos are, if someone who's not careful in observing the halachos of Nida, the halachos of separating challah for the Kohen, and lighting the candles on Friday before Shabbos. Have a great day.